Stupid Records. It's your electronic musician from planet Earth.
Africa. Ethiopia, Addis Ababa. Another thing that would make an artist feel lonely as an African Ethiopian artist is being categorized in irrelevant categories like world music, essentially based on tribal fetishism and ethnocentrism. I'm sure we can all find better labels for musicians from all over the world than things like world music. Most Africans who have access to these digital tools, to the internet, to ways of listening to music on the internet, look at the world with a mixed perspective of Western culture and their own culture, very heavily influenced by Western culture, and feel that most African musicians nowadays are being heavily misunderstood, not just by Westerners, but also by Africans themselves. There are young musicians today playing this music right now as we speak, performing it, recording it if when they can, and they don't play it as something of the past. They're creating new forms of it. They are preserving what has been passed down to them. They are writing songs. They are writing music using those traditions. And I think it's quite arrogant to say that traditional music from, not just from Africa, from anywhere in the world is a thing of the past. And it's something that youngsters are listening to, being creative with. Traditional music is something that youngsters today from all over the world are using to express themselves, what they feel about their lives, what they feel about whatever is going on in the world. Another thing that would make an artist feel lonely, I think, is listening too much to what other people say about his or her music. Even though it's important to share and have an audience for your music, what the most important thing is that you feel it. That you feel what you're doing. That you feel that it is right, natural, and that you vibe in the moment and record that vibe in a piece of sound or music, and that then you can share it. But if you start making a piece of music by thinking like, what would people say when they listen to this, what would people write, what would people whatever, and you're on the wrong path, you will feel lonely after that, because you're not giving the process the respect it deserves. The process is all about, first and foremost, the moment. Challenge would be space and equipment. I'm not entirely satisfied with the sound I'm making now, because I feel like I am very far away from my own potential, from what I can achieve, because I don't have the equipment that I need. I have enough equipment and I'm grateful for it, but I know I could do a lot more than this, and yeah, mostly equipment and space. Yeah, I mean, it's wonderful to share one's music. However you share it, either it's in a live performance or on SoundCloud or in your room playing for your neighbors. The most important thing is that when you share it, you also share a feeling. That feeling is what makes all the difference. That moment starts with you connecting with yourself and the unbelievable energy, whatever you want to call it, that is around us constantly, that is inspiring us to do a piece of music, a piece of film, a piece of writing. I think that's why it's not a big issue in most African countries. There are lonely people all around the world, but you don't see it as a big cultural problem, because people are deeply spiritual, especially most artists from Africa are deeply spiritual. If you can connect to that energy, then you can't feel lonely. If you can connect to that energy, people will feel it. People will feel that you have connected to something that transcends. So yeah, I don't feel lonely at all.